It's the Overview Show. It's back, the first one of a fresh season. Feels like not that long ago I did one. That's because the old season isn't that long ago. We live in weird times. Joining me for the first overview of this historic season it's historic because it's the first overview season as champion. So it's a champion's overview. I don't know how to exalt this show any more than I already have. So I'll introduce my guests, Kathy Long, Andy Heaton, Ian Salmon and Josh Sexton, all looking at me in a grid on a TV screen. And it's lovely to see them all. Where to start? Ian Salmon, I haven't seen you in ages, so I'm going to start with you.
Haven't seen you in ages either, Rob. Obviously, that's how not seeing each other works.
It is how not seeing each other works, Ian. So let's overview the ass off this one, just to compensate. Well, I'll just explain the format before I dive into people who are tuning in for the first time. What we do on the Overview Show is we look back briefly, but mainly forwards at what's in store for the Reds imminently. In this case, we're going to look at the Liverpool fixtures and the fixtures of our rivals in the coming month up until the next international break, which is about the 7th-ish of October. Okay, so where we start is we go backwards a little bit, and as you know, you've done the show many a time. I want to talk about Liverpool's form, their recent form. Now, it's a two-part analysis, this, because there's the form that you've seen in pre-season, and there's the form in the latter part of last season, let's call it post-lockdown. Now, we're going into a fresh season. We are title holders. We desperately want to retain that title. How are you feeling about our form, however you may choose to define it?
I don't think our form matters at all. I don't think either set of form matters because they're both fairly unique situations. I'm very calm about the whole thing. The pre-season isn't a proper pre-season. It's three matches. It kind of mirrors how we were last season. Some of the pre-season was fantastic. Some of the pre-season was a little bit ropey. We didn't win the Charity Shield, and we went on to do quite well on the whole. The post-lockdown form, it's kind of, if you think of post-lockdown in terms of the fact that we had actually won the league before lockdown, we just didn't know it because we didn't know how soon City were going to fail. We knew we were going to win it. It was actually won. So our post-lockdown, you've got to think in terms of the effort that the lads have put in to be so incredible to win the league so quickly. Anything else that happens afterwards doesn't really matter. And we still had the second greatest points total of all time. So the actual form, within that post-lockdown form, there were still a couple of absolutely excellent performances. A couple of iffy performances. The City performance was obviously an outlier. The Arsenal performance was a couple of individual mistakes that you wouldn't have seen from players if there had been any actual pressure on them to achieve any longer. So I honestly don't think any of it matters. I think our only form that matters is the form from last September through to the day that we locked down, and that was just imperious.